بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. After praising Allah Ta'ala, after praising him and asking him to raise the rank of his final messenger and to grant him peace, we'll begin our session this week in the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat from the works of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy on him. We will begin this week, insha'Allah ta'ala, with some reminders from our Shaykh, and we'll suffice ourselves with that for this week's benefit. Meaning, we will not take the tafsir of another verse. However, we will stop now, and we will reflect over and rehearse some of the lessons that are to be derived from the story of Ibrahim and his guests, as it relates to the manners of giving salams. And so we'll begin directly from the words of our Shaykh, reading from his printed tafsir of Juz al-Dhariyat. Naam. He says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, wa atakallamu ala adabis salam. And now I shall speak about manners that relate to giving salams. حيث إن الملائكة قالوا سلاما. Since it is the case that the angels said, as they entered Abraham's home, سلاما. They said سلاما. فقال إبراهيم سلام. So Ibrahim said in response to them, سلام. ذكرنا فيما سبق أن رد إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام أحسن من ابتداء الملائكة. As we have mentioned previously, the response of Abraham to the greetings of the angels was better than the initial greeting. لأن رد إبراهيم عليه السلام جملة اسمية. Since the response of Abraham was a nominal sentence. And we said that was related to Arabic grammar. Jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. Tufidu thubuta wal istimrara. And a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence in Arabic, indicates, or it gives you the benefit of continual action, perpetuity. Bikhilafi salam il malaikati alayhim salam. As opposed to the salams that were given by the angels, may Allah's peace be upon them, wa'alam, and know, anna radda tahiyyati wajibun. So know that the response to salams is an obligation. And this is our first reminder of the eight reminders that we'll take today from our Shaykh. He says, wa'alam anna radda tahiyya wajibun. The response to the salams is wajib. Liqawlillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is due to the statement of Allah, the Blessed and Most High, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. As Allah has said, if you are greeted with a greeting, then greet back with it, with better than it, or simply respond with it, with its likes. فَقَالَ إِذَا حُيِّيتُم. So Allah said, if you have been greeted, وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ مَنْ يُحَيِّينَا. And He did not mention the party that would be giving us the salams, or giving us the greeting. فَيَشْمَلُ أَيَّ إِنسَانٍ يُحَيِّينَا. And thus, it must be understood to include any person who would greet us. فَإِنَّنَا نُحَيِّيهِ وَنَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ تَحِيَّتِهِ. أَحْسَنَ مِنْ تَحِيَّتِهِ. Then we would respond by greeting him with what is better than his greeting, أو مِثْلَهَا, or just give his greeting back as it was without an additional phrase. كَمَا قَالَ, as He said, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you have been greeted with a greeting, then respond with what is better than it, or respond with its likes, or respond with it itself. فَبَدَأَ بِالْأَحْسَنِ. So he began, the first choice, or the most, the first and primary choice is what is better, to respond with what is better. لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْأَفْضَلُ. Because it is more virtuous. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا, or respond to it, أَيْ رُدُّ مِثْرَهَا, respond to what is similar to it. وَيَشْمَلُ هَذَا مَا إِذَا سَلَّمَ عَلَيْنَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ. And this includes when any of the Jews give us salams. أو النصارى أو البوذيين أو غيرهم, or the Christians or Buddhists or anyone else. فَنَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ, we respond to them. لَكِنَّنَا لَا نَبْدَأُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى بِالسَّلَامِ. However, we do not initiate the Jews nor the Christians when giving salams. لِنَهْيِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ, due to the prohibition of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, of doing that, meaning of beginning them or initiating them with salams. ثُمَّ إِنَّ السَّلَامَ الْمَشْرُوعَ هُوَ. Then the salam, or the greeting which is legislated, it is السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. It is to say, peace be unto you. وَأَمَّا أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا وَمَرْحَبًا وَكَيْفَ حَالُكَ وَمَا أَشْبَهُهَا. As for saying, welcome, nice to see you, how are you, and things like that, فَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِمَشْرُوعٍ, those are not legislated phrases of greeting. الْمَشْرُوعُ أَن تَبْدَأَ أَوَّلًا بِالسَّلَامِ. What is legislated in Islam is that you begin by giving salams. وَلِهَذَا فِي حَدِيثَ الْمِعْرَاجِ. And thus you find in the narration of the Mi'raj, the Prophet's night journey, or his ascension, the hadith of his night journey and ascension to the heavens, حِينَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَمُرُّ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِمْ. When the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, was ascending through the levels of the sky, He was passing by the prophets, he was giving them salams. قَالَ فَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. The narration says, and they would respond to his salams. وَقَالَ, and they would say, مَرْحَبًا بِالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. And they would say, مَرْحَبًا, after responding to the salams, welcome to the righteous prophet. فَبَدَأَ أَوَّلًا بِقَوْلِكَ. فَبْدَأْ أَوَّلًا بِقَوْلِكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. So begin firstly by saying السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. وَالْجَوَابُ يَكُونُ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ أَوْ أَحْسَنَ. And the response must be like that, similar to it, or better than it. يَكُونُ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ أَوْ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. The response can be عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ, or وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ, or عليكم السلام ورحمة الله, or عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. كل هذا من المشروع. All of this is legislated. ونرى كثيرا من الناس إذا سلم عليه. We see many people when they are greeted with salam, يقول أهلا وسهلا. They say in response, أهلاً وسهلاً, welcome, nice to see you. مدى الدهر فإنه لا يجزي. Afwan. أو يقول مرحباً بأبي فلان. Or they say, welcome to so-and-so, the father of so-and-so. وهذا لا يجزي. This is not, it doesn't fulfill the obligation. فلو قال أهلاً وسهلاً مدى الدهر فإنه لا يجزي. Even if he were to say, welcome, welcome, nice to see you for eternity, it would never fulfill his obligation of responding to the salams. لأن الله يقول because Allah has said فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها أو ردوها. So give a response or greet with what is better than it. Respond to the greeting with what is better, or simply respond with its likes. ومعلوم, and it's well known, أن الذي يقول السلام عليك, the one who says to you سلام عليك or السلام عليك, peace be unto you, يدعو لك بالسلام, he's making dua for you, he's supplicating for you to have peace, من كل نقص, to have completeness from every type of deficiency, ومن كل آفة, and every type of trial and difficulty, ومن كل مرض في القلب والبدن, and in every type of disease or sickness in the heart or in the body. ولا يكفي أن تقول مرحبا وأهلا. It's not sufficient for you to say marhaban and ahlan and these kinds of things. بل لابد أن تقول عليك السلام. You must say عليك السلام, and to you is peace. أو وعليكم السلام. Or وعليكم السلام وإن زدت ورحمة الله وبركاته وبركاته كان أحسن. If you added ورحمة الله وبركاته, that is even better. That's the first reminder from our Shaykh this evening regarding the manners that relate to Islamic greetings. Going to the second one now. ثانيا من السنة أن يسلم الصغير على الكبير. From the sunnah is that the youth are to initiate their elders with salams. لأن حق الكبير على الصغير أعظم من حق الصغير على الكبير. Because the rights of elders over the youth, they are greater than the rights of the youth over the elders. فَيَبْدَأُ الصَّغِيرُ بِالسَّلَامِ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. So the young man begins by giving salams to the older man. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا قُدِّرَ أَنَّ الصَّغِيرَ لَمْ يُسَلِّمْ. By the way, those of you listening live on the radio, do you know we have a Wiz IQ room open that we are using to guide you through the lesson with a display? If you don't know that, go to the website and find the link for the Wiz IQ page. Naam. Secondly, we said that the youth initiate the elders with salams, and we reached the point where we said, the Shaykh said, فَيَبْدَأُ الصَّغِيرُ بِالسَّلَامِ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. So the youth begin initiating salams with their elders. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا قُدِّرَ أَنَّ الصَّغِيرَ لَمْ يُسَلِّمْ. What happens in the case where the young man does not give the salams? فَهَلْ يَدَعُ الْكَبِيرُ السَّلَامِ. Should the elder person now not give salams? لِأَنَّ الْحَقَّ لَهُ. Because that's his right, that he is initiated with salams, and he is not to initiate the salams for a younger person. أو يسلم, or should he give salams anyway? لأن لا تفوت السنة, so that the sunnah is not lost. والجواب, and the response, the answer is يسلم. The elder gives the salams in this case. لأن لا تفوت السنة, so the sunnah is not lost out. فكون الإنسان يقول أنا صاحب الحق. فكون الإنسان يقول أنا صاحب الحق. لماذا لم يسلم علي. So just a person saying, I have a right, why didn't so and so give salams to me? هذا خطأ. This is a mistaken understanding. صحيح أنك صاحب الحق. It's correct that you are the person who has the right in this case. وأن المشروع أن يسلم هو عليك. And that what is legislated properly is that the younger one should give salams to you. لكن إذا لم يفعل فسلم أنت. However, if he doesn't do it, then you have to give salams. ثالثا, the third reminder regarding the manners of giving salams. يسلم الماشي على القاعد. The one who is passing by, walking past a group of people who are sitting, he gives salams to those who are sitting. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْقَاعِدُ أَصْغَرُ. Even if the one who is sitting was younger. فَإِذَا مَرَّ شَخْصٌ بِإِنسَانٍ قَاعِدٍ فَلْيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. So when a person passes by someone else who's sitting down, then he should give salams to him. Meaning, the passerby should give salams to the one who's sitting. ولو كان أصغر منه سنا أو قدرا. Even if he was younger, the one sitting was younger or lesser in status. وقد كان من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. It was from the guidance of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family, and may he grant them peace. أنه يسلم على الصبيان إذا مر بهم, that he gives salams to the children if he passed by them. وفي ذلك فوائد عظيمة. There are many benefits, great benefits. There are great benefits in that. منها التواضع. From them is humbleness and humility. أن الإنسان يضع نفسه إذا سلم على من هو دونه. The person lowers himself to the one that he gives salams to, who is lesser than him. ومنها الرحمة. And also from those benefits is mercy. لأن سلامك على الصغار نوع من الرحمة. Your salams that you initiate with young children is a form of mercy. وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet has informed us, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, أن الراحمين يرحمهم الله, that those who have mercy on others shall receive the mercy of Allah, عز وجل, the mighty and majestic. ومنها تعويد هؤلاء الصبيان على السلام. Another of those great benefits is that children become accustomed to initiating and giving salams. يعني أن الصبي يعرف شعار المسلمين أن يسلم بعضهم على بعض. That a young child will come to know of the great outward symbol of the Muslims, that they give salams to each other. فيأخذ من هذا أدبا وخلقا. So he will benefit from this with manners and character. ينتفع به في شبابه. And this will help him and be of benefit to him in his youth. وبعد هرمه. And even when he becomes old. رابعا. The fourth point of advice that relates to giving salams and responding to them. رابعا يسلم القليل على الكثير. The lesser group or the fewer in number give salams to the larger group. كالصغير مع الكبير. Like the youth and how they interact with their elders. فإذا تقابل جماعة أو جماعة خمسة وستة. So if you were to meet up with a group of five or six, فيسلم الخمسة على الستة. Or I'm sorry here, if a group of five were to meet a group of six, فإذا تقابل جماعة خمسة وستة. أيوة. If a group of five meets up with a group of six, فيسلم الخمسة على الستة. Then the group of five should give salams to the six, the group of six. لأن السنة, عفوان لأن الستة فيهم زيادة. Because the six, the group of six, they have an extra person. فهذه الزيادة لها حق الزائد. And this additional person gets the right that comes along with being extra. فيسلم القليل على الكثير. Thus, the lesser number of people in a group give salams to a group of a larger number. وإذا لم يفعلوا فليسلم الكثير على القليل. And if that didn't happen in that way, if they didn't do that, then let the bigger group still give salams to the lesser group. لأن لا تفوت السنة بينهم. So as not to lose out on practicing the sunnah between them. خامسا. Moving on to the fifth reminder. As it relates to giving salams and responding to them. يسلم الراكب على الماشي. The one who rides should give salams to the one who is not riding, who's walking. فإذا تقابل رجلان. So if two men met, أحدهما يمشي والثاني راكب في سيارته. One guy is walking and the other one is riding in his car. أو على بعيره, or is riding a camel. فيسلم الراكب على الماشي. Then the one who is riding then he should give salam to the one who's walking. لِأَنَّ الرَّاكِبَ لَهُ عُلُوٌ فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَى الْمَاشِي. Since the raqib, the one who's riding, he has a higher status. He's higher physically. Then let him give salams to the one who's walking. لِأَنَّ السُنَّةَ جَاءَتْ بِهَذَا. Because the sunnah has come with this guidance. كَذَلِكَ الصَّاعِدُ عَلَى النَّازِلِ. And similarly would be the case of a person coming down from a high place as he meets a person who is going up. I'm sorry, the opposite. Someone going up meets someone coming down. فَلَوْ أَنَّ اثْنَيْنِ اِلْتَقَيَا فِي دَرَجَةِ سُلَّمْ. So if two people met in the stairway, فَإِنَّ الصَّاعِدَ هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّمُ عَلَى النَّازِلِ, then the one who is ascending, he should be the one who gives salams to the one who is coming down. فَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِ السُنَّةُ مِنْ مَنْ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَبْدَأْ بِهَا فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِهَا الثَّانِي. And if the sunnah was not accomplished by the one who was supposed to begin or initiate the salams, then let the other party initiate the salams. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, has said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ. It is not permissible for a Muslim to boycott his brother for more than 3 days. يَلْتَقِيَانِ فَيُعْرِضُ هَذَا وَيُعْرِضُ هَذَا. They keep meeting up, and this one turns away from that one, and that one turns away as well. وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. And the best of the two of them is the one who begins by initiating the salams. قَالَ خَيْرُهُمَا. And he said it's the better of the two of them. فَدَلَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ بَدَأَ غَيْرَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ. This proves that the one who initiated the salams with someone else, he's the one who's better. فَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ. وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّكَ إِذَا سَلَّمْتَ حَصَلْتَ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ. That's the case because when you give salams, you have gotten 10 rewards for giving salams. ثُمَّ إِذَا رَدَّ صَاحِبُكَ حَصَلَ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ. Then if your companion responds to your salams, you get 10 rewards for that. Or he gets 10 rewards for that. وَالسَّبَبُ الَّذِي جَعَلَهُ يُحَصِّلُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ هُوَ الْبَادِئِ. The thing that led that person to getting 10 rewards was the initiator, the one who began with the salams. He was the cause of another person being rewarded. لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ سَلَّمَ مَا رَدَّ. Had he not initiated the salams, then this person would not have responded. فَتَكُونُ أَنْتَ مُتَسَبِّبًا لِهَذَا الَّذِي عَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. فَلَكَ أَجْرُهُ. So then you would be the cause that brought on this person performing this good deed, and therefore you would get the reward. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ. And thus the scholars have said, ابْتِدَاءُ السَّلَامِ سُنَّةٌ. Initiating the salams is sunnah, recommended. وَرَدُّهُ وَاجِبٌ. And the response to the salams is an obligation. ثُمَّ أَوْرَدُوا عَلَى هَذَا إِشْكَالًا. Then they also mentioned that there seems to be a difficult issue to understand that relates to this topic. فَقَالُوا ابْتِدَاءُ السَّلَامِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ رَدِّهِ. They said, initiating the salams is better or more virtuous than responding to them. فَكَيْفَ تَكُونُ السُنَّةُ أَفْضَلَ مِنَ الْوَاجِبِ. So how could it be that a recommended action is more virtuous than an obligation? والقاعدة الشرعية أن الواجب أفضل. The basic ruling in the Islamic text is that what is an obligation is more virtuous, meaning than a recommended action. And the proof for that, كما قال الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي, as Allah the Most High has said in the prophetic hadith, or the hadith which is a narration of the messenger narrating from Allah directly but not from the Quran, is the statement of Allah, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. That my servant does not draw closer to me with anything more beloved to me than the duties that I have imposed upon him. أجاب عن ذلك. As you see the proof there, that obligations are more virtuous and more beloved to Allah than recommendations. So their response to this, how could that be the case? How is this the general rule, but yet in this specific case, initiating the salams is better, while it's not an obligation, but responding is the obligation. أجابوا عن ذلك. They responded to this concern. قالوا هذا الإشكال جوابه. They said the response to this concern is as follows. أن هذا الواجب كان مبنيا على السنة. This obligation was something that was brought into existence through the implementation of this sunnah. فصارت السنة التي بني عليها الواجب لمن أتى بها ثواب أجره الخاص وثواب أجر الرادي الواجب. So the sunnah then, that was the foundation for the obligation, the obligatory response, became something that caused the reward for it and the reward for what came after it. If that is understood, it's actually understood from what was previously mentioned. That since the initiator, and these are my words to help it become clear, since the initiator was the one who brought on this obligation, it wasn't an obligation until he came with the salams, then he is the one who caused Allah to be worshipped with that obligation. So therefore he has performed a recommended action and he has been the cause for someone else to perform an obligatory action, thus attaining the reward of two actions. That is how his action of beginning is better than the simple response by itself being an obligation. Sadisan, the sixth reminder, the sixth point about giving salams. ينبغي أن يكون بصوت مسموع. That salams should be given and responded to with an audible voice. فبعض الناس يلاقيك ويسلم لكن تشك هل سلم أو لا. There are some people that when they meet you, they give you salams, but you're confused and you're in doubt. Did he give me salams or not? لأنه لم يرفع صوته. Since he didn't raise his voice. وهذا غلط. This is a mistake. This is an error. ارفع الصوت. على وجه يدل على أنك فرح بهذا الأخ الذي قابلك. Raise your voice in a way that shows you're happy, pleased to meet this brother of yours who's meeting you. أو الذي سلمت عليه or the one that you have given salams to, meaning initially. لا بصوت مزعج, not with a loud, annoying voice. ولا يخافت لا يسمع. And he doesn't give salams, not with a high, raised, annoying voice, and not with a low voice that is too quiet to be heard. وعلى العكس من ذلك بعض الناس. On the other side of the coin, some people يسلم بصوت مزعج. There are some people that give salams with such a loud and brazen voice. Annoying. والدين وسط بين الغالي والجافي. The deen is a middle course between going overboard and being too negligent. فنقول سلم سلاما مسموعا. So we say give salams with an audible salam. يسمعه أخوك ويكون بأدب واحترام. So that it's heard, your brother hears it, and it is done in a way that shows manners and respect. سابعاً, the seventh reminder of the eight that we're going to review today, is من آداب السلام أيضاً, from the manners of giving salams as well. أن يكون المسلم منبسط الوجه منشرح الصدر. The one giving the salams should be smiling and he should have a feeling about him that is one of happiness and content. فإن من المعروف أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. From the good ways of interacting with people, good manners, is that you meet your brother with a good smiling face. فإن طلاقة الوجه, for a smiling face, وانشراح الصدر, and an expanded chest, meaning a relaxed personality. والابتسامة, and a smile, في وجه أخيك, in the face of your brother, لا شك أنها من الأمور المطلوبة. No doubt this is from the affairs that are required or requested or sought after in Islam. لما فيها من إدخال السرور على إخوانك. Since there is the idea of bringing happiness to your brothers. وإدخال السرور على إخوانك من الأمور المستحبة التي تؤجر عليها. And bringing happiness to your brothers is from the recommended deeds that you will be rewarded for. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, due to the statements of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, كل معروف صدقة. Every kind of good deed or kind treatment is a sadaqa. It is a charity. That's the seventh reminder. The last reminder, the eighth one. رد السلام المحمول إذا كان الحامل له شخصا وقال فلان يسلم عليك. Giving salams or returning to salam, returning or responding salams that are conveyed to you personally by a middle person, by a middleman. Someone says to you that so and so has sent his salams to you. فقل عليك وعليه السلام. Then say, to you and to him, salam. وإن شئت فقل عليه السلام. And if you want, you can say as well, upon him be salams. أي على الذي حمله. The one who sent this man to convey the salams. أما إذا كان محمولا بكتابة, يعني إنسان كتب لك كتابا. However, if he's carrying the salams, meaning by writing, he's bringing you a written letter that have salams in them, in it. وقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And it's written in that letter, the salams, the complete salams there. فإن كنت تريد أن تجيبه بكتاب فرد عليه بجوابك. So if you are going to respond to this letter in writing, then give salams and respond to the salams in your answer. مثلا كتب إليك إنسان كتابا. For example, a man wrote a letter to you. وقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And he said, peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. تكتب إليه, then you write back to him, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And upon you as well, salam and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. قرأت كتابك وفهمت ما فيه والجواب كذا وكذا. And you say, I've read your letter and I've understood the contents and the response is like as follows. وأكثر الناس الآن لا يهتمون بهذا. The Shaykh says here, most people today do not pay attention to this matter. تجده يكتب الجواب ويقول في ابتدائه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. You find that he writes back. And he begins with his response to the salam saying, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. You know, with the initiating phrase. هذا طيب. He says, this is good. لكن الذي سلم عليك يريد جوابا. However, the one who gave you the salams initially is waiting and he wants an answer, a response to those salams. فقل أي جواب يعني وعليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Then say, upon you as well is peace and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. وصلني كتابك أو قرأت كتابك. Your letter has reached me, or I've read your letter. وفهمت ما فيه وهذا الجواب. I've understood the contents and this is the response. وتجيبه بما سألك. That you respond to him with the concerns that he has addressed you with. وإذا كان لا يحتاج إلى جواب. And if the letter is not in need of a response, meaning it's just information, there's no response required. فهنا إذا قرأت الكتاب فقل alayka as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you read that letter, then say verbally, upon you is peace and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. لا أقول وجوبا. I don't say that's an obligation. لأن صاحبك لن يسمع. Since the person who wrote you this letter is not going to hear your salams, your response to the salams. لكن على سبيل الاستحباب. However, just a recommended action would be this. رجل دعا لك بظهر الغيب. A man made salams, made dua for you, asking for things for you in your absence. فَادْعُ لَهُ أَنْتَ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ. So do the same for him and make dua for him in his absence. Meaning ask and wish from Allah for salam, for peace and security for him, and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. It's a dua. Naam. And with that ends the words, or the section of the book of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen that we intended to read for today and benefit from. And just before closing, I'd like to make a personal note on this last point. That the last point, the Shaykh seems to blame someone who responds with salams, with the phrase, assalamu alaykum. Meaning someone says, assalamu alaykum, brother. Can you say back to him, assalamu alaykum? Or must you say, wa alaykum assalam? Most people understand that if you said back to him, assalamu alaykum, you are initiating another salam that has to be responded, and you have not responded to his salam. But it is permissible in Islam. In fact, it is guidance from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guidance from His angels who have instructed us to respond with salam, saying, assalamu alaykum. Meaning, someone said, assalamu alaykum to you. You can say in response, assalamu alaikum. You're saying right now, what is the proof? The proof is actually a hadith that this shaykh, that our shaykh, had explained in another book of his called the Sharh of Riyadh al-Salihin. And it's a hadith that is found in Bukhari and Muslim. And you will notice that the stance of the shaykh is much different with this hadith right in front of him. And let's read the hadith. It is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, as collected in Bukhari and Muslim, as mentioned, that he narrates from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, that he said, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ. Allah created Adam upon his image. طُولُهُ سِتُّونَ ذِرَاعًا. He was 60 cubits high in height. فَلَمَّا خَلَقَهُ قَالَ. When he created him, he said, اذهب فسلم على أولئك النفر. After creating him, he said, go now and give salams to those, to that group. وهم نفر من الملائكة. They were a group of angels. جلوس. They were sitting down. فاستمع ما يجيبونك. And listen to what they respond with. فإنها تحيتك وتحية ذريتك. As it will be your greeting, and it will be the greeting of your descendants. فذهب. So Adam went. فقال السلام عليكم. And he said to that group of angels, peace be upon you. فقالوا, listen to their response, السلام عليك ورحمة الله. فزادوه ورحمة الله. And they said in response, السلام عليك ورحمة الله. And they added wa rahmatullah to his salam. So, as mentioned, this hadith is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In it is a clear indication of the permissibility of answering the greeting assalamu alaykum with assalamu alaykum, just like the phrase that was used to initiate the salams. While it is not well known, and it's something that some ulama might find strange, as our shaykh has found it strange here. However, listen to what he said when he discussed this very hadith in his explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin. He said, في قولهم في الرد السلام عليك ورحمة الله إشكال. There is a problem in understanding their response that they have begun, that they have responded with, saying assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah وهو أن المعروف في الرد أن يقدم الخبر فيقال عليك السلام. What is well known that salams are responded with the phrase turned around. So you say عليك السلام, not سلام عليك. والرد على ذلك, and the response to that, نقول, we say إما أن هذا يعلمونه يعلمونه التحية الابتدائية. Either they were teaching him the way to begin the salams, أو أن الشريعة وردت بخلاف ذلك أي بتقديم الخبر. And it can also be said that also the Sharia might as well have included this as a possible response as well, meaning saying عليك, السلام, السلام عليك as a response to السلام عليك. نعم. And I'll add to this that we can see here that the Sheikh said it's a possibility that this was actually another angle of an Islamically permissible way of responding to salams. I'll add here that Abu al-Walid al-Baji, who is one of the first and most famous explainers of the Muwatta of al-Imam Malik, and he died in the year 474, in his Muntaqa, which is the explanation of the Muwatta, he said, وَصِفَةُ السَّلَامِ أَنْ يَقُولَ الْمُسَلِّمُ السلام عليكم ويقول الراد وعليكم السلام. And the way that salams are to be given, their description is that the one who gives the salams, he says السلام عليكم, and the one who responds says وعليكم السلام. أو يقول السلام عليكم كما قيل له, or he may say السلام عليكم as it was said to him initially. نعم. النووي Abu Zakariya Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi, the author of Riyad al-Salihin, the author of Sharh Muslim al-Minhaj, fi Sharh Muslim, fi Sharh Sahih Muslim ibn al-Hajjaj, and other books like al-Adhkar and so on. He died in the year 676. He said in his explanation of this hadith, in Sahih Muslim, fihi, and from the benefits of this hadith, أنه يجوز في الرد أن يقول السلام عليك. It is permissible when responding to salams to say السلام عليك. ولا يشترط أن يقول وعليك السلام. And it's not binding that a person must say وعليكم السلام. And he says, Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. Ibn al-Iraqi, the son of the famous al-Iraqi, Abu Zur'a is the son, and he died in the year 826. He wrote in his book called Tarh al-Tathrib, which was an explanation of the hadith that his father gathered from the most authentic chains that his father could collect. He said regarding this hadith, فِيهِ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ أَنْ يَقُولَ فِي الرَّدِّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. He said, and this hadith shows that you can respond to salams by saying السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْأَفْضَلُ أَنْ يَقُولَ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. Even if it's better and more virtuous that you say وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. نعم. Ibn Hajar said in his famous Fath al-Bari, ولأحمد ومسلم من هذا الوجه من رواية عبد الرزاق ووقع هنا للكشميهني فقالوا وعليك السلام ورحمة الله. And in some narrations of Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim with this chain coming from Abd al-Razzaq, who is a Sun'ani, in one of the narrations of Sahih al-Bukhari, it says وعليك السلام ورحمة الله, the way that most people would understand. وعليها شرح الخطابي. And this is what Al-Khattabi used to base his explanation of. And Al-Khattabi was one of the very first, if not the first, explainer of Sahih al-Bukhari. He died in the year 388. Al-Khattabi explained the hadith based on the well-known response to say wa alayka salam, which is in some of the narrations of Al-Bukhari, some of the printings of Al-Bukhari, or some of the manuscripts of al-Bukhari that he had. واستدل برواية الأكثر لمن يقول يجزئ. And he also used as a proof the narration which is found in most of the manuscripts to say that it's acceptable يجزئ في الرد أن يقع باللف الذي يبتدأ به كما تقدم. That it is acceptable to use the same phrase that he was initiated with to respond to the salams. Now that's the statement of Ibn Hajar, quoting from Al-Khattabi. وقال العيني. العيني died just a few years later from Ibn Hajar. They were Mu'asirani. They were contemporaries. Naam, Ibn Hajar was a Shafi'i, and Al-Aini was a Hanafi, and they had some differences amongst them. Ibn Hajar died in 852, and Al-Aini died in 855. Al-Aini has a complete explanation of Al-Bukhari, like Ibn Hajar has a complete explanation. He said in his explanation, وَلَا يُشْتَرَطُ فِي الرَّدِّ الْإِتْيَانُ بِالْوَاوِ. You don't have to use the waw when you return the salams. Afwan, Aynam. And he said in another place regarding the statement "Assalamu alaykum," meaning in their response, فَهَكَذَا كَانَ ابْنُ عُمَرْ يَقُولُ فِي سَلَامِهِ وَفِي رَدِّهِ. He claims that this was the way of Ibn Umar in giving salams and also responding to salams. نعم. And there are other statements of the scholars as well showing that it is permissible to respond to the salams with saying Assalamu alaykum, just like the person said initiating the salams. And this is what Allah Ta'ala made easy for us to add on to the great benefits that we have learned from our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen this evening. And with that, we will close up our session for this evening, reminding you that we meet on Monday nights at 11 o'clock p.m. Saudi Arabia time on Mirath Radio. And we'll be finishing the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat shortly before Ramadan, and possibly beginning some other, the next surah or another idea, another class with a special Ramadan schedule. Insha'Allahu Ta'ala, we ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us with fiqh in His religion, and al-amal al-salih bi-muqtalah, and righteous actions that are in accordance to that understanding that Allah blesses us with, and that He has mercy on us and overlooks our sins. Hada wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.